Welcome to Ghost Writers Anonymous, an inspirational and interactive podcast where we create worlds through words and writing. I'm Kelsey, and today I'd like to know, if you were a page number in a book, what page number would you be? I would be page number 38. So I'm blowing the dust off this book that I'm writing, and I'm going to share a scene that I had hashed out late last summer. And I'm really hoping to get some work done on this summer, because it seems like even though summertime is the busiest time of year for me, it also seems to be the time of year where I write the most. I don't know if it's that sunshine that's given me all the creative juices or what, but in the wintertime, when I have the most time to write, I actually feel less inspired. So I'm going to be sharing a drafted scene called Apples. This is this book, Knowing Death, that I've shared on several other episodes where we have Valak and Dahlia and their love story. Interestingly, this scene was inspired in our Thrills in the Forest episode. What's the correlation between forbidden fruit and vampires? That idea resurfaced in Chandra and I's book club episode for Sunshine by Robin McKinley. So I'll share the scene, and then I'll get into the whole vampires and apples, Garden of Eden, sin. I'm sure you guys are connecting the dots. Dahlia reached for a vivid green apple above her. She stood on her tiptoes near the top rung of a weathered wooden ladder that she and Olga left out in their modest orchard during apple-picking season. Valak steadied the ladder below. His eyes whisked over the shifting calf muscles beneath Dahlia's alabaster skin. The blush hem of her dress caressed them in a way his fingers itched to do, lightly and with familiarity. "This one's for you," she declared, plucking it from the tree. Leaves rustled in protest. She reached down from the top of the ladder in offering. "Try it," she dared. Valak admired the fruit in her hand. The shape was near perfect, the skin unbruised. He thanked her and took it in his hand, feeling the sun's gentle warmth soaked just beneath the peel. His teeth sank into a generous bite. Juice dribbled down his chin. The fruit gave way to appeasing crunches that made Dahlia smile. She waited until he swallowed before asking, "Well, what do you think?" Valak's brow wrinkled in contemplation. He took another bite, and Dahlia listened to the slushing chew of apple between his teeth. "I like the tartness," he said, lapping up juice from its center. "It tastes like a memory." "A tart memory?" wondered Dahlia, brows knitted. Valak let out a low, rumbling laugh. Those were two separate thoughts. "About the same thing," she exclaimed. Valak cast into his thoughts. "Hmm." Dahlia tried a different approach. "Was it good?" "It was excellent," replied Valak swiftly. "Well, how would you like to taste it in a pie?" Valak's broad smile flashed at the invitation. "I'd love it." Dahlia descended the ladder and brushed a strand of copper hair from her face. "Good. Maybe the pie will taste like a sweet memory," she said, sharing his smile. Valak took another bite. And from there we move into the cold-blooded kissing chapter, which is a previous episode. So at this point, Dahlia and Valak haven't yet professed a love for one another. They're still caught up in this very light flirtatiousness. And so this is Dahlia inviting Valak into her home. So to me, that's kind of a big deal, a big step. Like, you're sitting at our table. It's an intimate setting. There is this hint of intimacy in Valak's thoughts. This is like the stepping stone to all of that. But now let's get into the apples. This whole thing came from a dream. I was in an orchard, and someone had told me about this orchard, that it held spirits. And it was never specified in the dream if it was an apple orchard. I kind of wonder if that isn't from a book I was reading at the time, which I've shared lots of short stories from this book on this podcast. Botanical Folktales of Britain and Ireland by Lisa Schneider. One of the short stories in there is called The Apple Tree Man, and that might have influenced that dream. We have Dahlia offering Valak this apple. What an ode to the Garden of Eden, where Eve is offering the apple to Adam. Adam takes a bite of the apple. Well, we already have established at this point that Valak used to be an immortal, but he chose a mortal life. So he relinquished his immortality for the human experience. And so far in the excerpts that I've shared of this work in progress, We've established that Olga thinks that he is a vampire. She has experienced him entombed in a tree. He looks the exact same 20 years ago entombed in the tree then as he does now. He has that timeless quality to him that doesn't make sense to Olga. And so anything that doesn't make sense to Olga, she immediately dismisses as black magic. And so when Velik is coming around asking to see Dahlia, her guard is up. She rescued Dahlia as an infant, so she has raised Dahlia as her own daughter. But since Olga was an old woman at that point, she refers to herself as Dahlia's grandmother. And that's why I wanted it to be a green apple. Since it's on Olga's property, I wanted it to be more of a Granny Smith apple. In the Sunshine episode, I had shared how the main character, Ray, was more or less having communion with her vampiric ally, Constantine, and how she was incessantly hungry while she was in his household, and he fed her apples and bread and wine. We have the holy sacrament of the bread is the body and the wine is the blood, but then these apples come into play, and I just keep being led to this idea that these apples are an invitation to acquire a forbidden bond. So we have Velik, who was an immortal, he's now immortal, and so I wouldn't say it's quite forbidden, but just like in the Garden of Eden where their immortality was relinquished, I think it's just my way of showing how mortal he really is. He's established himself in the mortal realm, he's actively pursuing a mortal woman, and she has invited him to eat this apple. Just another mark on the list of experiencing mortality. I think this is also the first scene that I've shared where we have Velik and Dahlia alone together without the supervision of Olga, and I think that makes it more intimate. And I have shared previously that I really draw my inspiration for Velik from the sun. Everything about him is warm and radiant. Dahlia is the softer side or the complement to that, but then also these light warm colors. Everything about them is pulling from the warmer color palette, but then there's this innocence to Dahlia too that I want to convey in her descriptions. The whiteness of her skin, the light blush color of the hem of her dress. It's details like that that I try to pay attention to in these drafts to layer on my story as I go on. And this will be quite the long process. I really wanted to rush through this draft because I was afraid of forgetting it all, but I'm just trying to slow down and enjoy the process instead of trying to force this book out of me, because I have sat down and tried to force scenes out that just aren't ready, and it's way more work than when I'm ready to write and I sit down and it just flows right out of me. With that being said, if you do have something that you're working on and you want to share it, please email us at gwritersanon@gmail.com. Feel free to visit our Facebook page. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you next week.